One of the things that I was really thinking about the movie was that the ending where Hans Landa strangles von Hammersbach.
Yeah.
And I am not a smart moviegoer, so when I first saw this movie, I was trying to figure out, like, why did he do that? Right? Because at first I thought, oh, well, this is Hans Landa. He is the, you know, he is totally bought into the party line. He is, like, the protector, defender of National Socialism. And this woman who represents a betrayal of that ethos is an affront to him and everything he believes in. So he's going to choke her to death. But, of course, in the scene after that, it totally undermines that theory because he betrays the Nazi party. So then I thought a little bit more to myself, like, on the second viewing, things started to come a little more clear. But one of the other ideas was that just the idea of betrayal in general, like that he had been betrayed by her, and as a result, there was some combination of hurt and anger which caused him to lash out and kill her physically. But when I saw the movie a second time, I think I figured it out, like, at least my interpretation of that scene, which is that I think the reason he kills her is because she beat him. Like, the whole movie, he has prided himself on how smart he is. And you've seen, he is basically a genius, right? He's a master detective. He figures things out before anyone else has figured them out. You're in a room with him, you're automatically, you start at a baseline level, on a lower level of intelligence than this guy. I think what really teed him off was not any sort of personal, emotional betrayal, but the idea that she had, in some way, outsmarted him all this time without him knowing. And that's why I think he strangles her at the end. Any thoughts on that? What was your reaction to that scene?
I mean, having only seen the movie once, and so I would like to go back and see it again to think about this more. But my gut reaction actually is more along the lines of, I wonder if it might also be a question of he wants to be the hero. If she got away with this, or if she lives through this experience, she'll be the hero. Because she's the movie star turned double agent who will then help the Allies, you know, destroy off the German high command. And ultimately, where his character goes after he kills her is he decides to become the hero. And that's how when he's talking with the Allied commanders, when he's negotiating his betrayal, he's telling them exactly how he wants to be thought of, how he wants to be rewarded, he wants to be, you know, he wants to be the hero of the story.
And she would have usurped his...
I think so, yeah. I think she would have been the hero.
It's hard because you can read so many emotions into it. I mean, the scene is so brutal. You know, it just happens really quickly. You can tell his face is all flush and everything.
Yeah.
In the script, Quentin Tarantino wrote something along the lines of, strangling is one of the most violent acts someone can do to another person, and it's distinctly human.
Yeah.
Only humans can strangle other humans because of the opposable thumbs are required, right?
It's true.
So the scene takes place so quickly, it's hard to really pin down exactly what's going through Hans Landa's mind at that point. But yeah, that's certainly another interpretation of it. It just, but yes, overall, great movie, obviously.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.